Welcome to Unwrap with J-Rap. I am your host, J-Rap.
So I gotta go back to our deployments. I'm pretty much done with Malaysia, I believe. There wasn't a whole lot that I didn't really touch on in Malaysia, other than the weird things that we ate. And between that and Thailand, I don't remember which things were strange that we ate and which thing, you know, which country we ate them in. So I'll just kind of do a real quick intro for that, for the type of things that we ate that were really weird. So I know I mentioned before cockroaches and spiders, the two things that I would not eat, absolutely would not. They had these big ants. These ants are like they're carpenter ants, I think, but they're not carpenter ants. I don't know what they are. We ate those, or at least I did. Crickets and grasshoppers, stuff like that. Those were nothing big. A monitor lizard, I think I mentioned that before. Pretty big monitor lizard. And in Thailand, I ate a monkey brain. That was interesting. Everything tastes like chicken. I know that, you know, that's like a thing people say, like, oh, everything tastes like chicken. But it really does. I mean, if you've eaten some really weird things, almost everything tastes like chicken. The one thing that did not, in my opinion, taste anything like chicken was balut, which is... If you don't know what that is, no offense to anyone who's Filipino or any other ethnicity that eats this, but it is freaking disgusting to me. If I had to eat it, I would eat it again, but I definitely don't want to. That's on my list of really don't want to eat things. So it's a duck egg that is fertilized and partially grown, so meaning it's partially incubated. So when you crunch down, sometimes it's boiled, but I think, or it's cooked or something, I don't know, but it's crunchy because there's like a beak and bones and stuff. Unless you get it a lesser incubation period, then it's softer, I guess. I don't know. The one I had was crunchy and disgusting, and it smells and tastes awful. It's, to me, it's like letting something rot and then put like a bunch of egg yolk or egg white in it or whatever and then chew on it. I don't know. It was disgusting to me. Like I said, no offense to anybody who's Filipino or who likes to eat that kind of thing. I don't knock stuff like that usually. It's just, to me personally, it was disgusting. And just the sound of it, maybe to some of you, is like, okay, you can stop talking about this now because that's gross. Anyway, so I'll move on. So balut is one of the things that I will not eat unless I really have to. But I'll eat that before I eat spiders or cockroaches in a heartbeat. Let's see. So everything tastes like chicken. So the other thing I ate, this was awesome. This was Thailand. We did jungle survival training or something like that in Thailand as well. And then they did kind of some cool stuff there. And one of the things we did was they had this 8.5 foot long king cobra, and they bring it out, and then they go, who wants to catch this thing with their bare hands? So I put my hand up before anybody else did. I threw my hand up like as soon as I heard that. I could see that where it was going. I was like, okay, so they're gonna ask for a volunteer, and I want to be it. So I raised my hand. They had a ambulance, a paramedic van or whatever, right there with us for these classes and training and stuff. And they had told us beforehand that they have an anti-venom, so if anybody's gets bitten by something poisonous, like, chances are they have the anti-venom for whatever it is that you got bit by. But don't try to go get bit by something, you know, like, don't be stupid. So it was there. So automatically in my head I'm going, okay, so the worst thing that can happen is I get bit and it sucks, but I'm not gonna die, so that's cool. And then who else can say they got bit by a king cobra and they lived? So what I told myself a long time ago is, if I ever get bit by a snake before I die, I will bite that thing back. So that I, in my head, I was like, okay, well, I have the antidote right here, or the anti-venom, or whatever you call it. So if it bites me, I'm already bit. So I'm going to grab this thing and I'm going to bite it back just because I said I would. And then I'm going to go get whatever anti-venom, antidote, whatever it is, and be fine. Probably sick, probably hurt, whatever. I don't know how, I've never been bit by one, so I don't know. I don't know anybody who has. Anyway, so they show us how to do this. Of course, I raised my hand first, so they picked me first. My name got put in, like, the newspaper and stuff. It was pretty cool. Though they used somebody else's this really kind of ticked me off. I was the first one to volunteer, and I'm the only one mentioned in the article for doing this, but somebody else was the person they took a picture of. They called it taming the snake. I didn't tame the snake. I grabbed this thing by the back of the head, and I cut his head off. That doesn't sound taming to me. Like, you wouldn't want to be like, oh, can you come tame my dog? And, you know, you push it down on the floor and then cut its head off. That nobody thinks that's taming. But anyway, they call it taming. So it was pretty cool, though. So they taught us how to do this. I guess from what I learned from it was that cobras, well, king cobras specifically, but cobras can only focus on one moving object at a time, or one object that does move at a time. And they have infrared, like, heat-seeking ability with their eyes and their, I don't know, something to do with their, somewhere in there, there's something that puts out an infrared signature, a heat signature type thing. So if you've ever been around any kind of snakes that have that, which I did when I was a kid, our neighbor had a poisonous snake that nobody knew was poisonous till later. What we did know is that it would strike the cage if you put anything warm next to it, or not the cage, the glass, the aquarium, if you put anything warm next to it. So you used to put like a lighter up, put the lighter up by the glass, and it would strike where the flame is because the glass warmed up. You know, maybe you thought it was something coming in there. So that's their instinct, is to go after something that's heated and moved. Anyway, so they can only focus on one thing at a time, and I think they get like super tunnel vision. So what you do is you move like your boot, because if they strike your boot, it's not going to go through. Well, at least the ones we had, it's not going to go through your boot. It's just going to hit it, and it can't even bite down on it. It's just going to smack right in. It's like smack, like kissing it, kind of. It'll just smack it with its face. So you move your foot up and down or whatever, and it strikes your foot, and you have to let it strike your foot. So it strikes the tip of your shoe, your boot, and you kind of give it a second and give it some, you know, do it again. And then now it's like it is focused on the tip of your shoe or your boot, the tip of the boot. Like, that's the only thing going on. So you just move it a little bit just to keep it entertained and keep it focused on that. And then you move your hand around. Like, you put your hand out, like you're putting your hand out to the, you know, all the way extended to your side. And then you slowly bring your arm around behind the snake's head. And then you slowly push it down until its face is on the ground. And then you pick it up, pinching the back of its head so it can't bite you. Craziest thing ever. When they showed us, it was like, oh, that's easy. When I did it, I was slightly scared because, you know, I don't want to get bit by this thing. But I knew the antidote was right behind me, so I'm like, well, if I get bit, I get bit, whatever. Not too worried about it. Now, had that not been there, I would have been terrified. So I think that level of me being scared was eliminated by knowing that I'm pretty much going to be okay. I mean, we had Corman there, and we had the Malay Ranger medics there and stuff. So it's like, I don't know, it wasn't really playing with death. It was more like, I don't know. It was fun. It was an adrenaline rush. It was still fun. So I did that, and then I cut his head off, and then, like, I was going to lift the snake up and, like, let the blood just pour down into my mouth and drink it, because I've seen that done before. I know that sounds really sick. You guys are like, oh, what's this, like, Satanist crap or whatever. That's what I've seen in movies and stuff, and I've seen somewhere. I don't know. They did that, and it was like, if you drink their blood, then they can't ever bite you and kill you or something like that. I don't know. Obviously, I don't believe that part of it, but it was just, I don't know, something they did. So I thought, oh, I'll do that too. Culturally, it's okay. And they all stopped me. And they're like, no, 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 no. And I'm like, what? What did I do wrong? Well, okay. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, I'm sorry. So they're like, no, 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 it's okay. So then they cut this, they get a gallon of water, and they cut the top of the gallon off of water, and they pour Thai whiskey into it. And then they squeeze the snake blood into this thing. So now it's mixed with snake blood, with this venomous blood, and Thai whiskey, alcohol. Well, I'm in the field, and normally when we're in the field, we can't drink, because it's supposed to be like training or whatever, so we're not supposed to drink alcohol. And that's how the Marine Corps is. Like, I understand why, but in the top, they don't want the lower ranks drinking, because they get stupid and they do dumb things, and they're not wrong. We definitely do some dumb things. But at the same time, it's like, you know, we easily could have drank out there and been all right. But in the chance that we don't, it is hot out there, you know, heat exhaustion and heat stroke, and people die of something out there from, you know, just being stupid and not hydrating and drinking alcohol. Anyway, so I look at my superior over there and I say, am I okay to drink this? Like, and he just looks at me. He's like, dude, have at it. I don't care if you drink the whole thing. So I'm like, oh, this is awesome. So I chug a whole bunch of it. And then, of course, I pass it around for other people, too, because I couldn't drink that whole thing and then not share it. That's just not right. I don't want to be drunk by myself out there. And I wasn't really drunk anyway. It just gave me a good, really good buzz. And then, of course, the Thai guys were all telling me that it's, you know, it's going to give you a hard-on, like it's some aphrodisiac or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. He's stuck in the field with a bunch of dudes. This is great. So actually nothing happened. It was a pretty cool feeling though. Like I felt like I had like a more adrenaline, and a lot of it could have been placebo, but who knows? I don't actually know, but it was cool. It was fun. It was an experience that I get to say that I had, you know, it's pretty awesome. And I killed the snake myself with, other than the knife, with my bare hands. And I poured its blood into this thing partially. They started it, and then they allowed me to kind of pour the rest of it in there. And then I got to drink it. So that's cool. Aside from that, that was in Thailand. So what else did we do in Thailand? I'm trying to think of training-wise. Oh, so not far from there, we had, actually in the same area right there, they were teaching us how to, like, kill chickens, like, a certain way, and other trap animals and things like that. And we set up little traps and stuff, and we suck compared to them, but we're terrible. Like, even the most mechanical people we had, and the most, even the engineers we had out there, like, you know, they had that engineering mindset. They sucked compared to these Thai Marines that were out there just putting, I mean, I don't know, maybe they do it all the time, but they were way better than us. We would suck if we had to survive off making traps. So we set these little trap cage type things up, and you know, some of us caught some stuff with a lot of help. And then we had these chickens that they told us we had to kill. And this is another thing I got to do that I volunteered for. So we all know the whole thing with, you know, chickens run around with their heads cut off. Like if you cut off their head, then they run around. And if you break their neck and then you cut off their head, it's not as bad, but they still might do it or whatever. So they have a way of doing it where it's less noise, because you're talking about the enemies out there, right? It's less noise. The chicken doesn't make a bunch of noise. Because there is noise that comes out when you cut off their head like that. Sometimes they try and, like, they give off their, whatever they call it, chicken noise. Then they run around all crazy and flop all over the place. And that makes a whole bunch of noise if you're in the jungle. So they taught us, you grab this thing by the neck with its neck in between your ring finger and your middle finger, with its beak in the palm of your hand pointing down, so that you're, if you were holding it, you're literally looking right into its eyes and face. So then you swing it around one time all the way around your body, you swing it around, and then when you're coming back around towards the ground, you just all of a sudden yank your hand back and the rest of the body comes apart off the head, and all you have is the head in your hand. Pretty weird. It blinks in your hand and its mouth opens and closes. Anyway, I know this is really sick for some of you, I'm sorry. This is just what they taught us how to do. This isn't like it wasn't like I went on a killing spree and did this. This is just the way that we were taught, and we did it this way. And the chicken's body hit the ground, like bounced a little bit, and it didn't move. It just laid there. So I've seen chickens get their heads cut off farms in our house before, you know, I have to kill them and eat them and stuff, and that's how you got to do it. And they usually flop all around. It's crazy. Well, this didn't happen. It just flop, done. So it was pretty crazy to see this just like go down like that, because I didn't know that that would happen. So, I mean, that's what they told us, but you know, to see it with your own eyes is different. So that was pretty cool to see that happen and experience that. And now I know if I ever have to kill a chicken somewhat silently, that that's the way to do it, I guess. I don't know. It seems like there's got to be a better way to do it, but that's how we were taught, and that's what I got to do. So I kind of segued into that, and I was actually trying to go into something else. So we were with the Thai Marines. There's a group of us. We were hanging out, and we went down to the ocean. Has anybody ever seen The Beach, the movie? I think it's called The Beach with Leonardo DiCaprio. It's got like it's filmed in Thailand. I don't know where it's supposed to be, but it is filmed in Thailand. The water there in that movie is absolutely gorgeous. And where we were looked exactly like that. And the reason for that, I found out later, was we were like right around the corner from where that was filmed, which was awesome. So we get in this little beach area and we're all kind of hanging out, and you know, there some of the Marines are PTing, and we had the recon guys with us, and they're all go doing their crazy stupid PT where they go run 5 miles, swim 5 miles, or whatever they do, or run a mile, swim a mile, and they repeat that like 5 times or something stupid like that. That I'm not doing that. Not happening. Swimming a mile is not happening. So not for exercise anyway. Maybe if I have to live, but I'm good. I love to swim, but I don't want to swim for a mile. So we went out with them and with some of the guys, and some of the recon guys came in the water after they did their run, swim, run. And they're like, hey, you know, where are we going to go? It's, oh, let's go to this little island over there. And there's this little island. Like, it's tiny. It's not very big at all. Maybe, I don't know, 50 feet wide and maybe 30, 40 feet long or something like that. Not very big at all. So we see this little island and we're like, hey, let's go over there. So we go out there with some of the Thai Marines, and we're swimming out there, and one of them starts leading the way. So I'm like, oh, well, I got to get up there with him, you know? So I thought, I want to be one of the first people on this little island. And then all of a sudden they all stop. Like, every one of them stops and they tread water for a little, like, you know, maybe 30 seconds or more, I mean, or less. And then they just start swimming back, and we're like, okay, what's going on? Where are you guys going? What are we doing? We're going to go to the island, you know, and I start pointing, let's go over there. And they're like, no. And we're like, whoa, what's wrong with this island? You know, I mean, now I'm thinking like maybe it's cursed, or, you know, they have some voodoo or something they don't believe in going on this island. Or maybe there's something on the island we're not supposed to know about, or we're not supposed to go there for, it's off limits or something. We don't know. So we're like, okay, you know, what are you guys, why are you being like this? So I go over to one of them, like, hey, why can't we go to the island? And then they look at us and they go, oh, tiger sharks. Me and my buddies, we swam back so fast. We're like, hell no. Okay, not gonna happen. I am not, because I don't know if you know this, but tiger sharks are like the most aggressive sharks there are, or at least close to. I'm not a marine biologist or anything, so I don't know this, but I'm pretty sure that they're very aggressive. They're known for being aggressive, and they will bite you without being hungry. They're territorial. So that's the difference between them and great whites. Great whites, they, you know, there's very few of them that just all of a sudden bite for no reason. And I think it's because their brain's all messed up. But tiger sharks are just aggressive. So when I hear that, I'm like, out. Nope. Swam back to land and got out of the water. And I was like, why didn't you guys tell us that before we got in the water? Like, you know, I love going in the water. It's beautiful and everything, but there is not beauty that is good enough for me to want to be around or in that's infested with tiger sharks. So from the rest of the time we were there, we would not get in the water. Like, we're like, okay, I'll go to my knees, but I'm not getting all up in there, just because the tiger sharks like right there. And they told us like, oh no, they only come to about right here in this area, and that's why we turned around right before we got to there. And we're like, I don't care, I'm not going out there, and I'm not going to be that statistic. Not gonna happen. Anyway, so we're all hanging out, kind of just chilling on the beach and not going in the water so much. We got a little bit, and then there's like a little rock jetty, and there was all kinds of little critters and fish and cool stuff. So we were messing around down there, and I remember I cut my hand because I lost my balance. Because their coral is sharp. It's like really sharp. And it was all over this area. And I had my knees down on it a little bit. And I went to move. And I don't know. I don't remember if it was a wave that pushed me or I don't know. But I lost my balance. And I put my hand down. And it went right onto a piece of coral. And it made a perfect circle in my hand. And it cut out part of my skin all the way down to like into the muscle. And to this day, I still have a scar there. And it still, there's a little bit of pain if I press right in that spot, because it obviously hit the nerves and messed it up or whatever. So I did that, and I'm like, oh man, that hurts. And I look, and it, like, I could have pulled it out, and I would have had a perfect cylinder hole in my hand that went down about a half an inch deep. So I didn't pull it out. I kept whatever. It was like a perfect, it was like a hole punch. Like, yeah, it was like a hole punch went into my hand, but a little bit thinner than that, a little bit smaller of a hole. So I go to my buddy out there, that's a corpsman, Navy corpsman, and I was like, hey, Doc, he's one of my best friends on the deployment too. I was like, hey Doc, look, check it out. And he's like, oh my goodness, what'd you do? And he's like, yeah, that you might need to go get stitches for that. I'm like, oh, I'm good. I don't need stitches. I'm good. I just need to make sure that this stays. Like, I don't want to lose this portion of my hand because I think it went down to like the muscle and stuff. So he's looking at it. He's like, man, that's pretty bad. You should probably get stitches. I'm like, I'm not getting stitches, Doc. I'm not going back to the ship just for stitches. That's stupid. Just wrap it up for me if you would. So he wraps it up. And I was like, if you think I really need to go get stitches, then I'll go get it because, you know, I don't want to be an idiot and lose my freaking whole hand or my whole, that part of my hand, my whole palm. So, you know, he's like, yeah, well, you could probably get away with it, but without getting the stitches. But if it were me, I'd probably go get them. But then again, I understand why you wouldn't want to, you know. So that's cool. I'm like, all right, I'm not getting it. So I still have a scar. It's still there. It actually looks like an eyeball, like a real eye, where it's not perfectly round. It's like spheric. And then it has an actual eye, like pupil inside of it. It's kind of weird looking now. But anyway, so that's my story from that. I got cut on my hand from that. And I will forever remember that I had that happened there. At least I hope so. So that was pretty cool. Hanging out at the beach, kind of just doing our thing down there. We tried spearfishing, and we all sucked at that too. We all thought we were going to be cool and be good at it, and we suck. The course, the spearfishing we did was with an actual spear, not like with a gun. We're talking about like an actual, no kidding, spear and throwing it into water. And the Thai Marines, some of them were really good. It was pretty crazy to see. Some of them were really good. So let's see, what else happened in Thailand that I can talk about that was training? Let's see. I had a story that I was going to tell. Oh, so this girl, okay, a female Marine, sorry. She wasn't a girl. She's a female Marine that we had. She's pretty tough for the most part. I think she was either a mechanic or a driver. I think she was an operator, a driver. We were out there doing the jungle survival training, and they were teaching us how to like do snares and stuff. And one of the snares that you can get is sometimes is catching a monkey. This is where the monkey brain came in. So they caught this monkey by the hind leg, by one of his back feet. It goes in the snare, and then they tied it up to this like branch, and then they drove the stake into, you know, like a branch, like a stake into the ground. And the monkey's like running in this like 3 foot, maybe 4 foot radius circle, maybe 3 foot radius circle. And they had said they asked for a volunteer to try and stab this monkey with this huge survival knife. Of course, everybody's hand goes up except for hers. She was the only one that did not raise her hand. So of course they picked her to do it. She's like, no, I don't want to do this. And so they're like, no, you have to. And she's like, no, I really don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And it's one of those little cute monkeys, to be honest. Cute little spider monkey. It's really cute. So they're like, you know, no, you have to. So she's at the point where she's really upset. And she, like, without being able to show you, it's kind of hard to explain. But it's kind of like, how do I explain this? Kind of like when guys make fun of girls fighting. And they do the little, like, they put their hands out in front of them and they flap them back and forth up and down at each other's hands and like fake slap each other's hands, if that makes sense. Like that's supposed to be like how girls fight. She kind of did that, but with the knife in her hand towards this monkey, but her hand was pretty much all the way out. Like her arm was all the way pretty much extended. So she does this like hacking at the monkey, and obviously this nowhere near it because she doesn't want to. She's freaking out and she doesn't want to hit this thing and hurt it. And it's screeching and running around and trying to get away from her. And she's trying not to hit it, but like trying to act like she's trying to, and she's not, you know. And everybody's like, come on, hit it. Come on, stab it. And then, you know, eventually the Thai Marines and the Marines we were with were like, okay, she's not going to be able to do this. So they tie up both feet. So now it's got both feet tied up. So it can't like the both hind legs. So it can't really like move as much. And then they even shortened the rope. So now it's got like a 2 foot radius that it can run around in circles in. And she still is like not trying really. So then they're like, come on, you know, and then they tell her you have to stab it, not swing at it, not like flop the blade at it, but like stab it. So she's got it like like, you know, you think of a killer holding a knife, and she goes to stab, and she keeps stabbing the ground, totally not even near it, and she looks away and closes her eyes, and she's stabbing at nothing. So it's obvious she does not want to do this. So then, yeah, I don't remember, to be honest, I don't remember what happened after that. I know they didn't let any of us kill it. I think one of them did. I don't remember. Looking back now, I don't remember how it was died, or it was just, yes, our dark humor, we are sick. It was hilarious to see this girl, this female Marine, crying and not able to kill this monkey. And I know that's really sick to most of you who are normal-minded. You guys are like, man, this guy is sick. You guys are sick in the head. And yes, I can't deny that. We're pretty sick. We think things like that are funny. I wouldn't go out and do that. Like, I'm not going to go tie up a bunch of monkeys and go around killing them. I'm not, like, sick in the head like that. But for training, that had to happen. The monkey had to die. And they picked her to do it. And it was funny to us because females like her try to act like they're equal to us. And I'm not saying there's no equality. There is equality. But there's a difference between men and women. And that's just, it's natural. Women do different things than men do. Men do different things than women do. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Men can't give birth as much as we would want to. I would never want to. But some men might want to. That's not going to happen. It's just not. And physically, men have more testosterone on average than women do. Women have more estrogen on average than men do. And as you know, that men are more muscular in general. There's plenty of females out there that can probably lift way more than I can, that are, you know, athletic and tough. And, you know, many of them, especially now, because I'm not as in shape as I was then, that's for sure. Some of them are way better shape than I am now. And back, even when I was in the top shape of my life, there's still females out there that could probably beat me somewhere. There were females out there that could beat me. I wasn't the best guy out there. I wasn't the strongest guy out there. So they're still not going to beat that guy. It's like the NFL. There is female football leagues. How many of them are in the NFL? None of them. There's a reason for that, because our bodies are made different. Anyway, so side rant there. So we're laughing because it's hilarious to see this girl this female Marine that, you know, always talks about how she's just as hard as we are and all this other stuff. And then that happens in humanity. You know, she's a female. Women have emotions and they care more about things like that than men. Now, not to say that there's no women out there that couldn't just flip the switch and act the same way we did. They could. In this case, she didn't. And she's like crying and we're all laughing. Again, we're sick. What can I say? So any of you out there that are Marines that are listening to this are probably thinking the same thing. And you're probably thinking that I'm just boring you right now. Like, shut up, dude. Okay, we get it. Yes, we are sick. Okay, yes, cool. Move on. So I'll move on. So I don't remember exactly what happened with the monkey after that. But I do remember that somebody cooked the brain. And I got to eat the brain out of the skull. Which was disturbing. But like I said earlier, tastes like chicken. And it was pretty interesting. Something that the majority of people can't say that they've done. So on another story type thing, let's see. I'm trying to think of what I can talk about that we did besides those two. Hopefully I keep you guys motivated. And hopefully you guys give me a review, a good one. A 5-star review and rating would be greatly appreciated. Thank you for all the support that I get from you guys and girls, from all of you. I really appreciate it.